The coalition says the attacks marked the start of the spring fighting season in Afghanistan. Militants pounded Kabul and other parts of eastern Afghanistan in coordinated attacks for nearly 18 hours. The Taliban claimed responsibility. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says that is not so.
The intelligence indicates that the Haqqanis were behind the attacks that took place.
Panetta told reporters U.S. intelligence knew the attacks were coming and the militants achieved nothing.
There were no tactical gains here. These are isolated attacks that are done for symbolic purposes, and they have not regained any territory.
U.S. officials are portraying the attack as a sign that the Afghan security forces they are training are now capable of standing up to the militants on their own. Afghan soldiers and police led the fight against the insurgents. General Martin Dempsey is the top officer in the U.S. military.
The French provided a couple of helicopters. We provided a couple of helicopters, but this was very much an Afghan show.
But while Afghan forces won American praise for how well they fought, their president blamed the assault on NATO intelligence failures. The attacks also raise broader questions of what lies ahead when U.S. forces leave in 2014. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the Pentagon.